The White House has many holiday traditions. One is that volunteers from around the country decorate the White House in the days after Thanksgiving. Well, on this program, we have a related tradition for the second year in a row, at least, and NPR's Ari Shapiro brings us the voices of some of those decorators.
My name is Jose Polanco from Rhode Island, and I'm here with my dad.
Mi nombre es Pedro Polanco.
My dad's 91. He's always wanted to visit the White House, so I had applied on his behalf.
And did your father know that you had applied?
No, I actually surprised him right till the end.
Well, you have a wonderful son to do that for you.
Yo tiene un buen hijo que le hizo eso para usted.
Gracias. Yo le doy la gracia a él y le pido a Dios que siempre me le dé vida y salud.
He says thank you. He gives me thanks, and he prays to God that I have a good life.
I'm Denise Hinkle from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I've had a son in the military for 18 years. I've only had one Christmas with him, so Christmas has been, you know, a little on the sad side, and the last time I saw him was a year ago when my husband died. So my friend contacted the White House. She wanted to give something back to me, and you know what? I did get that little bit of shine back. Sewing the buttons on the tree skirt in there for the military, that was close to my heart. Watching the chefs bring in the gingerbread house, oh my gosh, that was thrilling.
My name is Bill Yassis. I'm the executive pastry chef at the White House.
And last year you told me that the gingerbread White House that we're looking at seems to get heavier and heavier every year. Does this year surpass last year's?
It doesn't surpass in weight. It may surpass in complexity, though. For one reason that it's lighter is that we opened up two more of the rooms. The green room and the red room we open in the sense that now you can look into them. There's a lighted chandelier in there. And we recreated furniture in marzipan and chocolate of each of those rooms.
David Bondarchuk, Denver, Colorado.
And tell me how you ended up here decorating the White House for the holidays.
Well, 15 years ago, I was homeless, and I saw Martha Stewart with then First Lady Hillary Clinton in a White House special, and I decided that's something I'd love to do. So I stayed in school, and I watched Martha Stewart every single day and started sending pictures of my events and my tablescapes to the White House, and this last August got an acceptance letter.
That's amazing. How did you feel when you heard that you'd been accepted?
There was some screaming, there was some crying, and I ultimately have attained my goal.
And now that this dream has come true for you, what's next?
Martha Stewart in New York, if you're listening, here I come.
The voices of White House volunteer decorators, the music by Russell Wilson of the U.S. Marine Band. You're listening to NPR News.